This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. England and Wales birth rates drop to 50-year low as women delay motherhood. Live births in England and Wales have fallen to their lowest level since 1977, according to new data from the Office for National Statistics, as women continue to delay starting families amid economic pressures and changing social priorities. The demographic shift reflects broader concerns about housing costs, climate change, and financial security affecting reproductive decisions across the UK. 591,072 live births recorded in England and Wales in 2023, the lowest since 1977. Live births in England and Wales reach 50-year low. Annual births, thousands, 1977 to 2023. 591,072 births in 2023. 30.9 average age offers mothers, 1.49 fertility rate per woman. Source ONS, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Fertility rates hit record lows across age groups. The total fertility rate declined to 1.49 children per woman in 2023, well below the 2.1 replacement level needed to maintain population stability, according to the ONS fertility statistics. This represents a continued decline from previous years and places England and Wales among countries experiencing significant demographic transitions. Women are increasingly delaying childbearing, with the average age of first-time mothers rising to 30.9 years in 2023. The trend reflects broader patterns seen across developed nations, where global health experts note the intersection of economic factors, educational opportunities, and reproductive autonomy. Economic pressures drive reproductive decisions. Housing affordability and cost of living pressures are significant factors influencing family planning decisions, according to demographic researchers. The OECD family database shows similar trends across developed economies, where birth rates correlate inversely with housing costs and economic uncertainty. Climate anxiety also plays a growing role in reproductive choices among younger generations. Environmental concerns about bringing children into an uncertain future have become increasingly prominent in family planning discussions, as documented in recent research studies examining reproductive decision-making. Implications for healthcare and social policy. The declining birth rate poses long-term challenges for healthcare system sustainability and social care provision. An aging population with fewer working-age adults will strain pension systems and increase healthcare demands, requiring policy adaptations across multiple sectors. Healthcare planners must consider the implications for maternity services, pediatric care, and long-term demographic health trends. The Department of Health and Social Care continues monitoring these demographic shifts to inform future healthcare capacity planning and resource allocation strategies. The total fertility rate of 1.49 children per woman represents the lowest level recorded in England and Wales, falling significantly below the 2.1 replacement rate needed for population stability. Office for National Statistics, ONS Birth Statistics, 2024. Key takeaways. Live births fell to 591,072 in 2023, the lowest level since 1977, according to ONS data. Average age of first-time mothers rose to 30.9 years, reflecting delayed childbearing trends. Total fertility rate dropped to 1.49 children per woman, well below replacement level of 2.1. Economic pressures and climate concerns increasingly influence reproductive decisions. Frequently asked questions. Why are birth rates declining in England and Wales? Multiple factors contribute, including economic pressures, housing costs, delayed marriage, increased education opportunities for women, and climate concerns. The ONS data shows these trends have accelerated in recent years across all demographic groups. What is replacement level fertility and why does it matter? Replacement level fertility is approximately 2.1 children per woman, the rate needed to maintain population size without immigration. Current rates of 1.49 indicate population decline without sustained immigration, affecting long-term economic and social planning. How do these birth rates compare internationally? England and Wales join many developed nations experiencing below replacement fertility, including South Korea, 0.78, Italy, 1.24, and Germany, 1.54. This represents a global demographic transition affecting healthcare systems and economic planning worldwide. The demographic shift toward lower birth rates and delayed childbearing reflects complex interactions between economic, social, and environmental factors that require comprehensive policy responses. Healthcare systems must adapt to serve both an aging population and changing reproductive patterns while addressing the underlying concerns driving these demographic trends. Policymakers face the challenge of supporting family formation while respecting reproductive autonomy and addressing the economic barriers that influence these deeply personal decisions. Source: It's Not a Nice World to Bring Children Into. Births fall to the lowest level in 50 years.